I'll put my book on this beautiful pulpit.
Just come.
Congratulations on this beautiful pulpit.
It?
It is a beautiful asset to this lovely camp. Yes. I referred to this the first morning I was here, Colossians 3, because the pastor here was Pastor Jonathan Schulteis at that moment, and he said that he wanted to refer to Colossians, and I had just finished reading this book and really talking to the Lord about these words. And here he referred us to the verse, one verse that I had been knocking at heaven for. And that's why I said I said thanks this morning, but not the whole verse, brother. I had to be honest. Colossians 2 and verse 6 and 7, mostly 7, but I'll read 6 to introduce it. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted. My son, who's coming on Saturday, you must all meet him if you can, for this reason. He's a tree man. And sometimes I'm the grandmother, a truck driver for him when he's short help. And so I drive a truck and pull the stump grinder. Yes, yes. I'm an amazing lady, they say. Well, I'm not I tell them I'm not an amazing lady, even though I'm almost 89 years old in another month. But I serve an amazing God. You know that? And you do too. Maybe you haven't found out how amazing your God is. Find out before you leave this camp. He's an amazing God. But listen to what it says here. Rooted. See, I pull the stump grinder that digs out the roots and chops them all up so that nothing ever comes up from there again. That's my job when I work for my son. I'm his youngest kid that works for him. As you rooted and grounded and built up in him and established in what? Pride? No. Complaint? No. Murmuring? No. Sorrowing? No. You say, well, don't you have any sorrows? Yes, sometimes, but commit them to Father. Brother Peter comes to our house sometimes and has morning worship with us, usually on Tuesday and Friday. And we have been studying this, that we needed to commit our sorrows, commit our troubles. That means lay it down at Jesus' feet. I have to be very brief here, so I said three verses, and then here I get started. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. You know those big old oak trees? They have roots, amazing roots, that hold those big old oak trees. We lost an oak tree on our property. Now here I go again, forgive me. But anyway, even though it had amazing roots, when that storm came through, it fell. We need a root system, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young men, young women. We need roots that go deep into God, not into this earthly soil, but into God, deep roots, so that every wind that comes along doesn't flatten you out and ruin you and uproot you. Okay, I run ahead now. Rooted in him, built up in him, established in the faith, so that when somebody comes along and says, you're not in the right religion, you need to come over here, I'll teach you about somebody else. No. Jehovah, God, sent his son to be my redeemer. You can't disturb my roots in my faith. As you have been taught, abounding. Here, I finally came to my text. Abounding with thanksgiving. Turn the page. At least I have to turn the page now for Colossians 3. And here we're going to read an amazing thing here in 3:15. Let let the peace of God. You see, I'm all troubled. I'm all upset because before I came, this happened, this happened, this happened. And it did for me too. But then the Lord showed me, remember, let the peace of God rule in your heart by faith. Isn't that an amazing word? And listen to the rest of it. To which you were called. You were called to live in peace and be what? Thankful. There's that word again. Be thankful. And let us go to chapter 4 and verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Get it? When I was studying this book of Colossians just this last month or so, God said, Marie. He doesn't call me Sister Marie. He just calls me Marie. So, Marie, give thanks in everything. In everything, give thanks. The good things, yes, that's easy. Thank you. Thank you. But the hard things, the tough things, the things that break your heart, Father, I give it to you. I commit it to you. I lay it down. I'm not going to let this grief or this loss or this sorrow or this disappointment destroy me because I'm going to take your peace. Let the peace of God rule in your heart with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, for this is the call of God to our hearts, folks. And I have found, you know what this does? It cleans up your tongue. You know, I have had acquaintances. In fact, one acquaintance that I had about 50 years ago, she had a reputation that if you tell her, she'll tell the whole world. In short, it's called gossip, you know, news that everybody, see, is that right? Did she do that? Did Sister Marie do that? Heaven help us. It'll clean up your tongue, folks, if you give thanks. You say, I'm going to dedicate this to thanksgiving, to good news, to lift up Jesus to a dying world. It'll clean up your whole emotional system. Oh, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to be very worried about my poor husband. I left him home. No. I came to camp. Sister Aletha said to me, lay that down, Sister Marie. He'll be fine. You just enjoy yourself here at camp and be restored. And I took it. I said, yes, that's right. That comes back to Colossians. Give thanks. So, folks, please, this, excuse my rambling, and I'll hush now. But remember, if you give thanks when somebody slaps you up the side of the head, you're not very clever, are you? No, I'm not. But thank you, Jesus, for reminding me that in everything I can give thanks, and you will help me. God bless you, folks. Forgive me for rambling, but it says it many times in the book of Colossians, be thankful. Be thankful. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't gossip. Use your tongue to glorify the King. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect, yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect, yet it groweth deeper.
finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. That's number 334. We'll sing verses 2 and 3. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, 334, verse 2.
Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. Holy, find him holy true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace and rest.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.